you have to admit this, rumination secretly feels good. When there's nothing you can do about the past, your brain likes to ruminate because it pretends that it is taking action by thinking about it. Once when I was in college, I'd been on a handful of dates with this guy, let's call him Alexander. Things did not go anywhere after that. Then, like 6 months later, I'm visiting my parents on Christmas Day, and guess who knocks on the door? Alex. I had no idea he was coming, and I was pretty surprised to see him. It was pretty weird. But we found a quiet place to catch up on life, we talked for a little bit, and he said, "Oh, I really wish we had tried to see if this relationship would work. I really regret that we didn't keep dating." Now, just to clarify, I didn't break up with him or anything. We just never were exclusive. We still lived in the same town, so I basically just said, "There's no reason we can't try dating again. We're both single. I'm willing." And then he got super awkward, and he said something about needing to go fix something on his car, and basically that was the end of that. Now, for all I know, he had a dozen reasons why he didn't want to date me. That's cool. But if we take it at face value, what he said is the essence of depressive rumination. You dwell on your regrets, but you do nothing about them in the present moment. The essential skill to escape rumination is to identify the value and take action on it here in the present. What do you do with the regret that comes from making a mistake? Rumination. I ruin everything. Why can't I do anything right? Okay, so what do you really value? A value is something within your control. I value trying hard. I value learning from my mistakes. I value taking responsibility. And the best thing about values is that you can always take action in the present. So what is the present moment action? Fix one small part. Apologize. Learn one thing. By acting on your values, you shift out of rumination toward action here in the present moment.